This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Tropical storm Elsa made landfall in Cuba on Monday, charting a course toward Florida after causing at least three deaths elsewhere in the Caribbean. Elsa swept over Cuba's south central coast on Monday with sustained winds near 95 kilometers per hour. According to Cuba's Meteorology Institute, it brought a storm surge to the southern coast along with heavy rains. Cuban officials said they had evacuated 180,000 people from homes in flood-prone areas. The Associated Press, citing the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, reported that the storm had killed one person on St. Lucia and that two people were killed in separate building collapses in the Dominican Republic. The storm also hit Haiti, Jamaica, and Barbados, where more than 1,100 people reported damaged homes. The U.S. National Hurricane Center predicts that Elsa will approach the Florida Keys and then the western coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 Florida counties. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane until Saturday when it was downgraded to a tropical storm. It is the fifth named storm of the season. And strong winds from Elsa are likely to affect the rescue and recovery operation in Surfside, Florida, where the death toll in the collapse of a condominium rose Monday evening to 28. 117 people are still missing as emergency workers continue the search. Demolition experts late on Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium, fearing it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from the advancing tropical storm. You can find more on that and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app, VOA News. The Taliban plan to present a written peace proposal to the Afghan government as soon as next month. This, according to a spokesman for the Islamist insurgents who spoke to Reuters on Monday. He made the statement even as the Taliban makes major territorial gains in the breach left by the U.S. and NATO forces who are departing the country with a deadline of September 11th of this year. The Washington Post is reporting that more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers fled into neighboring Tajikistan early Monday to escape clashes with Taliban insurgents. Citing a statement from Tajikistan's border authority, Tajik state-run news agency Kovar said Monday that 1,037 Afghan servicemen have crossed the border from Afghanistan's Badakhshan province. The president of Tajikistan has released a statement on his website saying he has ordered the mobilization of 20,000 reserve troops to the border. Tajik authorities have repeatedly said they will not interfere in internal Afghan matters. The BBC reports that the influx was the third wave of Afghan soldiers to flee into Tajikistan in recent days and the fifth in 2 weeks, bringing the total to nearly 1,600. Also Monday, Afghan forces took over Bagram Air Base after U.S. forces departed the military outpost near Kabul on Friday. After his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected on Tuesday to appeal to unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. The president declared a partial victory during Independence Day festivities on Sunday evening at the White House, where he and First Lady Jill Biden personally greeted many of the 1,000 invited first responders, essential workers, and military service members. The Biden administration had aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Friday that 67% of American adults have received one dose of a COVID vaccine and 47% have received both doses. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britons will no longer be required by law to wear face masks indoors once the government lifts its coronavirus restrictions later this month. He made the announcement Monday, saying a final decision on the reopening date will take place next week. He confirmed that the target date is July 19th, but there is a growing number of coronavirus cases being caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. The prime minister warned that once the restrictions are lifted, the rate of new cases and deaths will likely rise. The spread of the Delta variant, which was first identified in India, has led to a jump in cases around the world. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.